Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The Brown City School District has announced its top class of 2026 graduating students. The valedictorian is Josh Eager, and the salutatorian is Lawson Cooper. Eager is the son of Jeff and Kareen Eager, and Cooper is the son of Aaron and Ashley Cooper. Eager has taken several dual enrollment classes and two advanced placement classes, which has earned him nearly 50 college credits already. He plans to attend Michigan Technological University and wants to get a bachelor's degree in electrical engineering. Cooper has also taken several dual enrollment classes and has earned more than 60 college credits. He plans to attend the University of Michigan for a bachelor's degree in aerospace engineering, with hopes for a career in the space industry. And another news for today. The Marlette School District has also announced their top students today. The valedictorian for Marlette Schools is Shelby Parker, the daughter of Toby and Tammy Parker. And the salutatorian is Lauren Pasick, the daughter of Tom and Melanie Pasick. Parker completed the Michigan Transfer Agreement requirements through her dual enrollment coursework at Mid-Michigan College. She plans to attend the Saginaw Valley State University to major in nursing with the goal of becoming an emergency room nurse. Pasick has also completed the Michigan Transfer Agreement requirements through dual enrollment with the Mid-Michigan College. She plans to attend Saginaw Valley State University to major in occupational therapy with the goal of specializing in pediatrics. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Hi, human. I'm a micro monster swimming around in your plastic water bottle. But I can't wait to swim in your bloodstream soon.
Microplastics are micro monsters.
Drink me. Wait, what are you doing?
But you can fight back by using glass or metal reusable water bottles.
No!
Don't let microplastic micro monsters invade your body. Find more ways to fight back at stopmicromonsters.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, the Peck Village Council has announced that on May the 18th, they will ask the state to send the rehabilitation funding for homes. The Michigan State Housing Development Authority has awarded the village $671,000 from the Community Development Block Grant Program. The money will be used for the Peck Homeowner Rehabilitation Program that will be used for preserving existing homes and improving living conditions for income-eligible residents, as well as to do environmental impacts. The program is open to all single-family and owner-occupied homes in the community that need repairs and improvements. Information about the grant can be viewed at the Peck Village Hall at 30 East Lapeer Road from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, and from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Tuesdays. Also, written comments can be sent to the Village of Peck at 30 East Lapeer Road in Peck, Michigan, 48466. And another news for today. Because dealing with state regulations can be a complicated affair, the Ubley Village Council has hired Nick Portwine from the Spicer Group, who presented the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund Project Plan and Timeline. The company developed a plan to remove the galvanized water service lines that need to be replaced. Galvanized pipes can have a zinc coating, which can leach lead into the lines if the coating is corroded. Lawmakers enacted the removal of galvanized lines following the Flint water crisis. The resolution for that issue is to first step in to getting funding to do the work. The project's $750,000 cost is just a current rough estimate. There was also a question of what would happen if the village could not meet the 2041 deadline to complete the replacements. It was noted that if funding is obtained, then the work would be done by the summer of 2027. After the presentation, the council approved a resolution adopting a final project planning document for water system improvements and designating an authorized project representative. It was also noted that the hydrants will be flush starting on May the 12th through May the 15th. Dumpsters will be at the DPW yard on May 29th through May 31st for the summer cleanup event for village residents only. And the annual homecoming celebration will be from June 25th to June 28th later on this year. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbaria news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Sunday, May the 10th of 2026. Marjorie A. Messing, age 95, of Minden City, passed away on May the 7th of 2026. Funeral Mass for Marjorie A. Messing will be Wednesday, May 13th at 11:30 a.m. at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church of the Holy Apostles Parish of Ruth. Visitation will be at 10 a.m. until the time of services at the church at 11:30 a.m. Cremation will follow afterwards, and arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.